Well, what a lovely, lovely raucous, rumbunctious bit of noise that was. It's almost like a musical version of Boris Johnson, without the animosity. Lovely stuff. Tiger Moth, from a new album called Onwards, which features the entire musical career of Ian A. Anderson, the editor of Fruits, who, amongst other bands, was in Tiger Moth and the English Country Blues Band, and has done so much to further roots and acoustic music in this country. Good way to start any programme, in my humble opinion. And this is the last show of 2018. And I don't know about you, but good riddance to a bad year. Who knows what the future will bring? We don't. Tonight I will be playing at a Cayley in the Village Hall here in Lancliffe with my banjo and the rest of the band, the Giggleswick Temperance Band, and we're just going to have a damn good time. This show is going to be about 3 hours long, I reckon, because amongst other things I'm going to try and include a little bit of a tribute, memorial, a remembrance to some of the great folk musicians and singers who sadly left us this year. That'll be later on in the programme. So, like I say, it's about 3 hours long, I reckon, so buckle your seatbelts and fill your glasses and get ready for a good old ride. And no double meaning intended there. From the album Lake Cut, this is Steve Turner, that great man from the Manchester folk scene of my own adolescence. His new album is a cracker, and this is a brilliant track, which I think was originally first recorded by the Carter family, but may have been a traditional Appalachian song. I don't think anybody really knows. Here's Steve Turner with Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
I'm gonna leave this country, I'm gonna round this world. I'm gonna leave this country, and it's all for one little girl. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I may not work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it be a rain. Told me that she loved me, she made my poor heart breathe. And now she's turned her back on me, and she's courted whoever she please. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I may not work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it be rain. I lost my money gambling, I lost my name, you see. I am nobody's darling, and nobody cares for me. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I may not work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for the rain. Don't you hear my banjo ringing? Don't you hear that mournful sound? Don't you hear them pretty girls laughing, standing on the cold, cold ground? I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I may not work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it be a rainy day. I'll hang my head with sorrow, I'll hang my head and cry. I'll hang my head in sorrow when my darling passes by. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I may not work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, or it'd be a rainy day. And I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I may not work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, or it'd be a rainy day.
Well, I'll tell you, the album that comes from is absolutely superb. Steve Turner with Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow from the album Late Cut. I first came across Steve way back when in the Manchester folk scene when Harry Boardman was running a couple of clubs down there, and both Steve and I were raw beginners on the folk scene. He then went on to play with a band called Canny Fettle, who were absolutely superb, a great trio. And he's since become a violin maker, a violin repairer, and done a rake of absolutely fantastic albums. I'll play another track from that new album from Steve later on in the show. Right now, I'm going to play another track from that wonderful Welsh-Yorkshire trio, The Trials of Cato. The track I'm going to play is called Gloria, and guitarist and vocalist Thomas Williams describes it thus. Lots of old folk songs talk about women dressing up as men for financial or personal gain. And we wanted to write a song about someone doing this simply because they want to. This is a song about the emotional journey of a person who comes to terms with their own identity and learns to take pride in it. This is Gloria.
Seam. Well, there were headlamps, canary dreams. I was apprenticed to a charcoal art as I waited for my life to start. And they said black blood flowed through my veins. Yet in the pit, all I knew was pain. Those blasted chambers were choking me, and only glory could set me free. But then a woman I chanced to meet, and I felt the cold move beneath my feet. And in the mirror I did stare at Gloria with the short brown hair. She said, what's to come is way past overdue, and it's then I knew what I was born to do.
And as she moved through the county fair, not a man in sight could help.
So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice. But the look in her eye gave them no choice. So she left them there,
watching and waiting for the sound. I'll leave behind a miner's life. I'll say no prayers, I'll take no wine. I'll busk my way down to Camden Town, for it's there a queen can find her crown. And then one evening she comes around, we tear our way all right through the town, and through the sherry wine and smoky haze, oh Gloria shows me a woman's ways.
So I dress myself as best as I can, and never forget that I was born a man. And as she moved through the county fair, not a man in sight could help but stare. So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice. But the look in her eye gave them no choice. So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound.
Myself in Soho bars, in a world of ashtrays and old guitars, and there were those those who said that it transgressed, and there were those who saw beyond the dress. Now I clad myself in finery, I sing my song over all to see, and all the people, how they did stare at Gloria with the short brown hair. So I dress myself as best as I can, and never forget that I was born a man. And as she moved through the county fair, not a man in sight could help but stare, so she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice. But the look in her eye gave them no choice, so she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound. So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice. But the look in her eye gave them no choice, so she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound.
Great song, great musicians and great singers. The Trials of Cato, a band that are rapidly climbing up the folk ladder. What a terrible analogy, but I think you know what I mean. Their album is called Hide and Hair, and that was Gloria. Now, I know very little about this next girl, other than that she's a Scots singer. There's very little information on the website. She calls herself Birichen. Her album is called Hush. And I do like this version of the Gillian Welsh song Scarlet Town. But let's see what you think.
Never been there before. You slept on a feather bed and I slept on the floor. Now I don't mind a little town or drinking my coffee cold. The things I seen in Scarlet Town did mortify my soul. Now look at that deep well, look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in Scarlet Town today. Now I've spent some time in New Orleans and in Cairo on a bend, but Scarlet Town, it brought me down low as I've ever been. Now look at that deep well, look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in Scarlet Town today. On the day I came to Scarlet Town, you promised I'd be your bride. You left me here to rot away like holly on a mountain. Now look at that deep well, look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in Scarlet Town today. Town for 100 years or more, but the man who knows what time it is knocking on your door. So fare thee well, my own true love, if you ever see me around, I'll be looking through my telescope from hell's scarlet town. Now look at that deep well, look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in scarlet town today. Now look at that deep well, look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in scarlet town today.
The album is called Hush, and that was Birrit Chen with Scarlet Town, the Gillian Welsh song. I did try to find out what I could about the last, but severe failure on my part, for which I own up, mea culpa. Just could not find out. When I grow up, I want to be Stevie Dunn, that great banjo player from God's own country across the pond, Ireland. Cracking musician, and his new album, which was recorded live, is a little belter. It's got Brian McGrath on piano, Gertie Thompson on guitar, Cyril O'Donoghue on bouzouki, and Manchester's own John Joe Kelly on baron. The result, I think, is absolutely superb. This is Stevie Dunn with two great tunes. The first is a jig called Dr. O'Neill's, and the second, a great reel called McGinley's. And if you're in the mood, roll your trouser legs up, move the furniture, and have a leap round the kitchen to this. Dr. O'Neill's McGinley's Stevie Dunn from his album Live at the Cross Keys Inn. Now, the Furrow Collective consists of Alistair Roberts, Emily Portman, Rachel Newton and Lucy Farrell. Four great musicians and singers, great respect for the tradition, who've come together and produced a number of really fine albums. I love the way that they take traditional music and with passion and with a great dynamic, they manage to do something different with it and make you listen to it completely afresh. This is their version of a song called Down by the Greenwood Side, which is in itself another version of the great ballad, The Cruel Mother. I think this is absolutely beautiful.
She was walking her father's walk, hi-oh. As she was walking her father's walk, she saw two pretty babes playing the ball. Lay me dilly dilly down, we're down by the greenwood side, oh. She said, pretty babes, if you was mine, hi-oh. She said, pretty babes, if you was mine, I'd dress you in such silk and fine. Lay me, dilly, dilly, down, we're down by the greenwood side, oh. They said, dear mother, when we was yours, aye, oh, you took a penknife long and sharp, pierced us pretty babes through the heart. Lay me, dilly dilly downward, down by the greenwood side, oh. She washed the penknife in the stream, aye, oh. She washed the penknife in the stream, the more she washed it, the blood stained in. Lay me, dilly dilly downward, down by the greenwood side, oh. She leant her back up against an oak, aye, oh. She leant her back up against an oak. First it bent and
The Furrow Collective there from their new album Fathoms with a wonderful version of the traditional ballad Down by the Greenwood Side. Now, when I was working for the BBC, they used to get a bit umpty. If you played a lot of women singers together or a lot of men singers together, they seemed to like boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. They thought that the listener on average was unable to take more than two of a kind at a time. I think that's rubbish, but that's only my opinion. So I'm going to go straight on by playing a track from Cara Dillon. It's a single which features John Smith, that great guitarist and singer. And it's Cara's Christmas song, her version of the great Joni Mitchell song, River. And I think she does a wonderful job of it.
Well, it's coming on Christmas, and you're cutting down trees, and you're
putting out reindeers and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here and it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I would skate away. Tried hard to help me, you know he put me at ease. And he loved me so naughty, he made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I would skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, and I'm selfish and I'm sad. I've gone and lost the best baby that I've had. I wish I had a river I would skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river. Coming on Christmas, and they're cutting down the trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away.
Dylan with a beautiful version of the Joni Mitchell song River, and that's her Christmas single. Now, I'm always in favour, or do when I can, to help any young local musicians that I might come across. And recently in the pit band at the local Victoria Hall, I came to meet a young guy called Adam Hopkins. He's part of a local trio called the Ten Moors, who all met together on the Leeds music scene. Aninka Rosa, who's the fiddle player, and Alex Johnson Seymour, who plays guitar, amongst other things. And I've got a quote here from the band. Our dreams have always been able to share our music with as many people as possible, in the hope that it may, in some small way, improve and enrich the lives of others. Well, I think the band, who are all very young, are well on their way to achieving some of that, at least. From their new album, Maze, this is the Ten Moors with their own song, Moving On.
Moving on.
The Ten Moors there from their album Maze with their own song Moving On. And like I said, they're very much part of the Leeds Skipton music scene at the moment, which is very vibrant. Lots of stuff happening there. Lots of really good stuff. Talking of which, songs I think can be incredibly, incredibly powerful things. I'm not talking about pop songs here written by Tim Panelli purely to make money. I'm talking about folk songs, jazz songs, blues songs, the music of the people, if you like. If you don't believe me, then ask yourself why the Chilean authorities under Pinochet smashed the hands of the guitarist and singer Victor Jara. And then when he still sang, after they'd taken his guitar off him and broken his hands to pieces, when he still sang in the football stadium, they took him out and killed him. Why? Because he was still singing. Songs he'd written, songs of the people, songs of resistance, songs that stood up and challenged authority. And if anything, folk music needs to be about that, to be about challenging and questioning. It's not an easy music by any means. Karim Polwart, I believe, is one of the most important singers and songwriters that we have on the scene at the present time. She's uncompromising, intelligent, a poet, a great songsmith, a great storyteller. Her album Pockets of Wind Resistance, I think, represented in some way a move that Karim had made, not from the traditional world, but in parallel with the traditional world, to writing songs very much for our time. Like I said, she is a storyteller, and I thought that Pockets of Wind Resistance was an absolute masterpiece. I think that her latest album, which she's made in collaboration with her brother Steve, with Martin Green, the great accordion player and writer from that band Lau, and Inga Thompson, who of course is also a fantastic musician and songwriter, the four of them have come together to make an absolutely superb album called Laws of Motion. I'm going to play you three tracks from the album now. The first is the title track, and it's a song about immigration, co-written with Martin Green.
Whispers from the desert storm and hollers from the delta. Pilgrims from the burning plains of righteousness and slaughter. Fathers fleeing from the lash and mothers from the hunger. Babies nursing at the breast wrapped in prayer shawls of thunder. Strike that rod and build that wall, defy the laws of motion. But the radius of every blast is wider than the ocean. Wailing at the old bazaar. Who doesn't want another chance? searchlights at the tunnel gate and barbed wire at the harbor. Restless men and women blow like sand across the border. Broken bodies on the rack line, not a friend to name them. Nothing left to lose but hope. How can anybody blame? Every blast and the anchor lines of love and life and the promise of another chance is wider, deeper, stronger than the ocean. Who doesn't want another chance?
Amongst us can put their hands up and say they wouldn't want another chance. That's the title track from Karine Polwart's new album Laws of Motion, featuring Stephen Polwart, Inga Thompson and Martin Green. Now, if I was to write a song about Trump, otherwise known as the Donald, it would either be an angry rant or it would be a comic put-down. But Karine Polwart has managed to look at him as though to understand him, which actually, in a way, is far, far more effective. She tells the story in this next song of Trump's Scottish roots, which is ironic when you realise that his sole contribution to the country has been to destroy an ecosystem with a Trump golf course and hotel. But this song, if you want to talk in the language of Derrida, deconstructs him. The family motto, apparently, of his Scottish ancestors was, "I burn, but I'm not consumed."
In May 1930, Mary Ann MacLeod from Tongue on the Isle of Lewis boarded a steamer from Glasgow bound for New York City in search of a better life. There, she fell in love with a young man called Frederick, whose family had emigrated to America from Germany two generations before. The couple raised five children. Years later, Mary Ann's middle son would return to Scotland, home of his MacLeod ancestors, whose clan motto is, "I burn, but I am not consumed." And here, in the name of progress and profit and executive golf, he would pit himself against time and tide. And in his wake, the shifting sand dunes of Balmedy in Aberdeenshire would never be the same. That son of Mary Ann MacLeod is powerful, but so too is the north wind. The gneiss, the marbled metamorphic rock of Lewis, is two-thirds the age of Earth, amongst the very oldest to be found on our planet. It knows about power, and it's seen a lot. And so I wondered, what might that rock of Lewis have to say about the 45th President of the United States of America? Mary Ann's middle son, Donald John. And this is what the rock told me. O son of Lewis, lonely boy, hewn from granite, salt and sky, upon a foreign shore. The ocean is a mirror gleam in which you see yourself and nothing more. 3 billion years of gravity, of strata forged in fire and earth, the stone crib of your mother's birth, in which your forebears lie. I am alive, I am a tomb. I burn, but I am not consumed. I burn, but I am not consumed. Fish may swim at your command across the Atlantic to the land of dreams and self-belief and boundless chance and exile tale and immigrant dance. You're captain of a frigate now, so set your compass, raise the mast, blow up the sails, erase the past and future if you must. Together we can stand and watch the peatland turn to dust. But this is your apprenticeship. The Gulf Stream doesn't know your name, nor does the splendid blazing sun that alters how the currents run. The north wind never heard you roar. You're fired, you're fired. My back might burn, the fires run wild, but I am not consumed, my child. The Minch blows up a spindrift storm. The Macher ships, the Macher moans. From Uig Bay to Luskin Tyre, the gale blows fast, the tide flows higher. The shore erodes and disappears, and meantime you are stoking fears and stacking hope into a pyre. You strike a match. Rocky shore, and you are a broken boy, and you want more and more and more. You build a tower, you build a wall, you live in fear that they might fall. You who see nothing but your own face in the sheen of the Hudson River. Is yet to come, although by then you may be gone and leave a desert to your sons and daughters. Still, these waters, they will rise, the North Sea har will cover your eyes, despite your disregard for truth and your appetite for lies. 3 billion years of gravity, a strata forged in fire and earth, the stone crib of your mother's birth, in which your forebears lie. I am alive, I am a tomb. I burn, but I am not consumed. I burn, but I am not consumed.
Well, the lost boy, Donald Trump, I wonder if he has listened to that song. Great feat, great creative act there, to actually look at somebody who, in my eyes, is a complete and utter monster, and yet at the same time, through the words of that song, I can actually see a damaged and broken human being. That's a work of genius. Laws of Motion from Karine Paul Watt's album of the same name. I'm going to finish this little section on the album with Karine's version of the Sidney Carter classic, The Crow on the Cradle. As any followers of Karine's recent career will know, much of the imagery in recent songs has come from the world of birds. This anti-war song is probably one of the greatest ever written, and this, I think, is a brilliant version.
Mm-hmm.
a son. If he's a boy, he will carry a gun, cries the crow on the cradle. And if it should be that our child is a girl, never you mind if her hair doesn't curl, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, a bobber above her wherever she goes, cries the crow. Cries the crow on the cradle. Your mama and papa, they'll scrimp and they'll save. Build you a coffin and dig you a grave. Hush-a-bye, little one, why do you weep? We have a toy that will put you to sleep. Cries the crow on the cradle.
Feel that any kind of words after that are superfluous, but I've got to make them anyway. The album's called Laws of Motion. That was Crow on the Cradle, the Sidney Carter song, and the album features Kareem Polwart, Stephen Polwart, Inga Thompson and Martin Green. I'm going to play another track from that, hopefully in the next show. Now, zither player and multi-instrumentalist Andrew Cronshaw, over the course of his career, has worked with very many great traditional musicians. He's formed a new band called Sons with the great Finnish singer Sana Kukisuonio, reeds player Ian Blake, and the Armenian duduk master Tigran Aleksanian. The duduk is a long wooden flute-like instrument, which is actually a reed-blown instrument. It's not a fipple-blown instrument like a whistle or a flute. It's reed-blown like a clarinet or an oboe. End of nerdism. The four of them came together for the first time to work on Andrew Cronshaw's album The Unbroken Surface of Snow. They've decided to form a band, which is called Sons. Their new album is called Kulku, And from it, this is a quite amazing piece of music called Kulkia, or The Walking Song.
America mase con selami maya, suomi se con virun arka. America mase con selami maya, suomi se con virun arka. Vieläkö kuljet noita kylmiä teitä, minä samoin jo muita maita. Vieläkö kuljet noita kylmiä teitä, minä samoin jo muita maita. Amerikan mase on se lavia maja, Suomi neito kovin laiha. Amerikan mase on se lavia maja, Suomi neito kovin laiha. Leveillä teillä minun kulkea pitää, joten kotiin en palata taida. Leveillä teillä minun kulkea pitää, joten kotiin en palata.
Of world music on the show because I think there are other programs and other people that do it far, far better than I do. But maybe I should play a few more tracks like that because I love it. I think it was absolutely beautiful. Sons is the name of the band. The album is Kulku, and that was Kulkia, or The Walking Song. Now, Andrew Cady is one half of that wonderful duo Broom Besoms, and he's just released a new album of fiddle and pipe tunes from the northeast of England. And I'll just read you this little quote here from the album. Sometime in the 19th century, the Newcastle Society of Antiquities acquired a dusty old manuscript of fiddle and pipe tunes. An elusive local figure called William Vickers had noted down almost 600 melodies between 1770 and 1772 in what seems to have been a concerted effort to collect tunes that were circulating in the area at the time. Well, there you go. A quarter of a century later, Andrew has decided to get hold of some of the music, dust it off, shake it by the throat, and bring it back to life. Vickers apparently included a poem in his book of music that describes musicians as, quote, half-witted, merry, and mad. And that is, in fact, the title track of Andrew's album. He's neither half-witted or mad, but he certainly is a merry chap. This is three tunes, The West Indian, The Sailor's Delight, and The Cellar Door Key. Andrew Cady from his album Half-Witted, Merry and Mad, with The West Indian, Sailor's Delight and The Cellar Door Key, which any tune nerds out there will recognise as a version of Bobbin' Joan, or Bob and Joan. Now, singer-songwriter Malcolm Holcomb comes from the Blue Ridge Mountains of the Southern Appalachians. He's been described as a golem brought to life by the deeper mysteries that give these hills so much of their folklore. I like that. A golem is, I think, a Yiddish Jewish monster made of body parts. I don't know. I do like the music, though. This is Malcolm Holcomb and Iris Dement from his new album, Come Hell or High Water, with Left Alone.
He was a Vietnam veteran, a killing machine. He made it back alive without a scrape of mean. Good friend of mine, reckon 35 years. Not one cross word looking eye to eye. Now you don't know better, strung out in the cold. And you don't know better when you got no home. Now you don't know better when you left alone to die. But her heart beat strong. Another burned out night we were doing wrong. Now you don't know better, but you're strung out in the cold. And you don't know better when you got no home. And you don't know better when you left alone to die. In a pool of blood, ain't nobody left. Just me and Drew in a New York cup. Walking on chains and falling out. You don't know better. You left out in the cold. You don't know better when you got no home. Now you don't know when you're left alone to die. I see pictures every day in the headline news, and I cuss and pray at the world in the blues. I'm on the yard and I go out to eat. Still able to work, but I just can't feel. And I don't know better, strung out in the cold. And I don't know better, but I got a home. And I don't know better when I leave you alone to die.
Malcolm Holcomb featuring Iris Dement on backing vocals from the album Come Hell or High Water with Left Alone. And I've just realised the notes I was reading from described Malcolm Holcomb, as I said, as a golem, G-O-L-E-M. It's spelt in his PR. And I wonder whether they meant golem, as in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, G-O-L-U-M. I don't know. It's a mystery. Does it mean a Hebrew Yiddish mythological monster, or does it mean a little thing that hides in caves? The mystery deepens. Now, people say that you always remember where you were on the day that you heard of Kennedy's assassination, or on the evening you heard of John Lennon's murder. I was on the way to do a concert at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester with Peter Skellen to raise money for the families of men who'd been killed and injured in the Goulburn pit disaster. Goulburn is a little village, mining village, near Wigan. I was driving along in the car and had the car radio on when I got the shocking news, and I'll never forget that journey in the car, parking it afterwards and having to stand on stage and sing when really, like the rest of the world, I was stunned at the death of somebody who'd meant so much to so many people, including me. Great songwriter, a great singer, and a man who was never afraid to speak what he saw as the truth. This is Harbour Moon from their new album Whisper on the Wind, with The Day John Lennon Died.
On the day John Lennon died, I crossed the river to the other side and stood outside his old house in the rain. Crowd of people standing there, incense burning in the cold damp air. It's what I thought I needed for the pain. And somewhere a child was singing, immune to it all. A distant bell was ringing in my ear. Tried to fill my head with happy thoughts as I stood beneath those trees. I shook my head, I wiped away tears. Childhood days, blue skies above, singing along to Can't Buy Me Love. I remember the first time I kissed a girl. How those songs changed our lives, the LPs and the 45s. Four young men that shook the world. There's blood stains on my memories, there's bullet holes in my past. There's a hole in my soul that bears his name. Through a senseless act of violence, he found his peace at last. Now the world will never, ever be the same. There's a hole in my soul that bears his name. Through a senseless act of violence, he found his peace at last. Now the world will never, ever be the same. On the day John Lennon died, a whole generation cried. Now the world will never ever be the same.
The Day John Lennon Died, Harbour Moon, from their new album Whisper on the Wind. Just echoes there of, I think, Don McLean's American Pie, somehow, the production, the treatment. Great song, though. Now, Hickory Signals are a duo from Brighton who've been making a lot of good music recently. Their new album is called Turn to Frey, and from it this is their version of a song which is sometimes called Edward or My Son David. It's a murder ballad about a boy killing his brother. Christy Moore did a great version of it called What Put the Blood, I think that you learnt from an Irish traveller, and this version from Hickory Signal's new album is called Who Put the Blood, and it's a great version, I think, of one of our classic big ballads.
Who put the blood on your right shoulder, son? Come tell it unto me, to me. Son, come tell it unto me. That is the blood of a hare, mama. You may pardon me, me. You may pardon me. The blood of a hare never runs so red. Son, come tell it unto me, to me. Son, come tell it unto me. That is the blood of my youngest brother. You may pardon me, me. You may pardon me. What came between you and your youngest brother, son? Come tell it unto me, to me. Son, come tell it unto me. It was all in the cutting of a hazel root. Never will grow into a tree, a tree. Never will grow into a tree.
Ward and Adam Ronchetti, otherwise known as Hickory Signals, from their album Turn to Frey with Who Put the Blood. Now, Grainne Brady is a great fiddle player and composer who was born in Cavan, County Cavan, famous, of course, for his many potholes in the road in Ireland, but she now lives in Scotland and has been there for a while. She's fascinated, as am I, with the works of Patrick McGill, the Navi poet, who was born in County Donegal in 1889. He emigrated to Scotland as a young boy and began to work as a labourer First of all on the railways in Glasgow and then as a navvy up in Kinlochleven on the big dam project up there. He started writing as he was living in the navvy's huts, and his writings reflected on the life of the navvy, on the poor, on the downtrodden, and the workers who, like himself, toiled in the mud, as he said, to build civilizations, but lived on the outskirts of society. Mulgrónya's made an album called The Road Across the Hills, which celebrates the life of Patrick McGill. And from it, this is a wonderful track, part instrumental and part spoken word, called The Navvy of Kinlochleven.
For me, the music of the streams, the tints of gold on heath and furze, where wind-blown gorse clumps shake their spurs, for me, the wonder world of dreams. While you are selling at the mart, or buying souls to glut your greed, to fatten on your brother's need, in lowly ways I dwell apart. When the jeweled carcanet of heaven decks the darkling sky, beside the cabin fire I lie and smoke my soothing cigarette.
Great track, The Navvy of Kinlochleven, from Grainne Brady's album The Road Across the Hills. I'm going to play two tracks back to back now to do with towns. First of all, Lady Masury live with a beautiful version of Daryl Adams' song Portland Town, which he wrote in the late 1950s in remembrance of the Korean War. And that's going to be followed by a very different track indeed, a sort of Italian mountain rock and roll version of Ewan McCall's song Dirty Old Town. Bet you can't wait.
Mi assunta usa, doia caramba, Sabes un dicho, mi dai baza, mi dai baza.
I love it. I really love it. And don't ask me how I found that, but I did. The Terre Haute String Band from the album Le Rock and Roll de la Montagne with their version of Dirty Old Town. They're all great musicians, jazz players, orchestral players, and they just come together for a bunch of fun. And a bunch of fun it is, of course. And before that, you heard Lady Masury from their new album Lady Masury Live, with a beautiful version of the great American songster Daryl Adams' song Portland Town. Now, product description. Loudon Wainwright III, Years in the Making, is a 2-CD autobiography of off-beaten tracks from the great man. More than 2 hours of rare and unissued Loudoniana. The CDs are packaged in a fantastic 60-page booklet, and there's loads of album cuts that didn't make the final deal, live recordings, radio appearances, home demos, and lots more. And I've picked this from it. Loudon Wainwright III with Unrequited to the Nth Degree. A great version of one of his classics and previously unheard.
A one, a two, one, a two, potato, five. Gonna be sorry that you treated me bad. And if there's an afterlife, I'll gloat and I'll be glad. Well, it might be a plane crash or some sort of OD. You'll see it and you'll cry a lot, and you'll want to wear black. Oh, I'll be dead, but you can bet your life I'm gonna get you back. I'm tired of being left up on your shelf. Might not wait around, I kill myself. Then not only would you miss me, but you feel guilty too. Oh, I'd be dead, but it'd be too late. The joke would be on you. Ha 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 ha. Yuck, 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 yuck. Snicker, snicker, snicker. guffaw, guffaw, guffaw. Chuckle, 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 chuckle. So you better take warning and start treating me good. Start doing the things that I think you should. And you better not pout. And you better not cry. The Grim Reaper is coming to town. And I just might die down, down, down.
Unrequited to the Nth Degree, Loudon Wainwright III. From a double CD set, Years in the Making, which is a must for all you Loudon Wainwright fans out there. Now, Martin Matthews is a fine landscape painter, but even more to the point for this programme, he's also a fantastic musician. Mandolin and banjo, his main instruments, though he is also a damn good guitarist too. He actually taught Damien O'Kane to play the banjo in the Folk Studies Department of Newcastle University. But as he said to me a couple of years back, I couldn't teach him very much. Well, Martin's got a couple of new albums out, and I've picked a track to play for you now from one of them. Cowrake to Sleeve Croob is the name of the album, and this is a cracking track, which I think a few of you will recognise, called Cut the Loaf.
No sense, I bought a wee fiddle for 18 pence, and all the tune that I could play was Cut the Loaf and Eat Away. As I grew up, I'd scrape and bow and play the thing from head to toe, and the only tune that I could play was Cut the Loaf and Eat Away. And with a son of my own, I'd pick up the fiddle and wasn't a bow. But of all the tunes that I could play, 'twas Cut the Loaf and Eat Away. So snuggle and cuddle in my little man, I play the fiddle as best as I can. And of all the tunes that I could play, it's Cut the Loaf and Eat Away. Thank you.
Martin Matthews from the album Carrick to Sleeve Croob with Cut the Loaf. And I forgot to mention that Martin is also a great composer of tunes too. And they meet up, I think, in Durham on a Monday night at one of the pubs up there for a session. I believe it's one of the best sessions in the Northeast. And I've been saying for 2 years now, I must get Molly My Van up there and stay over and have a few tunes in Durham, because it's one of the great cities, of course, of these islands. Now, the outside track, that great band, which is sort of pan-Atlantic in its makeup, has got a new album out called Rise Up. And from it, this is a brilliant version of The Wife of Usher's Well. Again, it's one of the great ballads. The old people used to believe way, way back that grieving for the dead too much would cause them to rise up and come back, not alive, but in that state of being a spirit, being a zombie, as the Jamaicans would call it. And in this song, the wife of Usher's Well calls her children back from the dead with terrible results. Some people argue that the children have not been sent abroad to learn their grammary, their grammar, as it says in the first verse, but to learn glamoury, which is an old word for magic, which makes it even more interesting, perhaps. But the jury's still out on that. Still and all, this is a great version of one of our big ballads, as I said. The Wife of Usher's Well.
There was a woman and she lived alone. Babies, she had three. She sent them away to the north country to learn their grammary. They'd not been gone but a very short time, scarcely 6 weeks to the day, when death, cold death, spread through the land and swept the maids away. She prayed to the Lord to me, my three little babes, tonight, during the morning, soon. It was very close to Christmas time. The night was cold and dark, and the very next morning, at the break of day, them babes come running home. Upon it, spread bread and wine. Come eat, come drink, my three little babes. Come eat, come drink of mine. Oh, mother, we can't eat your bread. Neither can we drink your wine. For tomorrow morning, the break of day, our Savior. She made the bed in the backmost room. Upon it she spread a sheet upon top, a golden spread, for to help them babes asleep. Cold clouds of clay roll o'er our heads. Green grass scrolls on her feet, and thy sweet tears, my mother dear, will wet our winding sheet.
Great track from a great album. Rise Up is the name of the album, the band, the outside track, and that was their version of The Wife of Usher's Well. And I'll try and fit another track from that album in the show a little bit later on. Now, Bob Pegg is a name that will be very familiar to any of the people listening who are of my generation. He was one of the movers and shakers of the folk revival of the 1960s and 70s, a song collector, a singer, a songwriter. He founded that great band, Mr. Fox. He was also a storyteller. I often describe him as a man who makes things happen, and very often they're very fine and important things too. Well, his latest album is called The Last Wolf, and from it, this is The Man from Luddendon Dean. Luddendon Dean, Dean is a valley, and Luddendon Dean is up near Mytholmroyd. It's way up in the Pennines, and it's quite a mysterious area. All kinds of stuff went on in that part of the Pennines round Hebden Bridge and Hepton Stall and Luddendon Foot. You had people coining, people forging. There were highwaymen, there was outlaws, bandits. It was a very wild and troublesome place, like lots of Yorkshire. Well, this is Bob's version, I suppose, of the old children's song, The House That Jack Built. The Man from Luddendon Dean.
This is the man from Luddendon Dean, who wore no hat when the wind was keen, seldom spoke and was seldom seen, lived in the house that Jack built. This is the woman with hands so rough, whose back was bent, whose voice was gruff, who was often timid, always tough, and married a man from Luddendon Dean, who wore no hat when the wind was keen, seldom spoke and was seldom seen, lived in the house that Jack built. These are the children, skinny as gnats, who trod the maze of the moors like rats, played like dogs and fought like cats, and came out of the woman with hands so rough, whose back was bent, whose voice was gruff, who was often timid, always tough, and married the man from Luddendon Dean, who wore no hat when the wind was keen, seldom spoke and was seldom seen, lived in the house that Jack built. This is the bus with a body so red, always stopping to be fed, that came when folks were still in bed, and took the children skinny as gnats, who trod the maze of the moors like rats, played like dogs and fought like cats, and came out of the woman with hands so rough, whose back was bent, whose voice was gruff, who was often timid, always tough, and married the man from Luddendon Dean, who wore no hat when the wind was keen, seldom spoke and was seldom seen, lived in the house that Jack built. This is the land that was left forlorn, a tangle of scrub, tattered and torn, from day to dark, from dark till dawn. After the bus with a body so red, always stopping to be fed, that came when folks were still in bed, and took the children skinny as gnats, who trod the maze of the moors like rats, played like dogs and fought like cats, and came out of the woman with hands so rough, whose back was bent, whose voice was gruff, who was often timid, always tough, and married a man from Luddendon Dean, who wore no hat when the wind was keen, seldom spoke and was seldom seen, lived in the house that Jack built.
The Man from Luddendon Dean, Bob Pegg, from his latest album, The Last Wolf. And Bob, of course, also had a partnership with Nick Strutt, great instrumentalist, great man, the limb player. And he sent me another CD, which has not been released, but it's got some recordings of him and Nick on the old BBC show Country Meets Folk, and I'll try and dig a track off that to play for you in the weeks to come. Now, one of my favourite bands ever in the Churchfitters. Hilariously funny and passionate, great musicianship and fine songwriting. You've got to be great musicians to do what they do, with turning the world upside down in their great live shows. Boris, the bass player, by the way, in the Churchfitters, if you've never seen them live, do go and see them, or at least try and check them out on YouTube, because Boris, the bass player, scours the scrapyards of Brittany for stuff to make instruments out of, and the result is something else. And Rosie Short, who plays almost everything, whistle, mandolin, you name it, she draws, paints and designs the CD covers. Well, it's their 40th anniversary as a band, and they've just produced a new 2-CD album called Old Friends. And from it, I've picked one of my favourite tracks of theirs. It was written by Rosie Short's late husband, Anthony McCartan, and I think it's one of the best new songs of the last 50 years. This is the Churchfitters with War Has No Conscience.
War has no conscience. Rockets don't discriminate. Time bombs don't procrastinate. Thoughts of war reverberate like bullets. War has no conscience. Bottles love to burn. Buses love to turn. Thoughts of war ricochet like bullets. My war is clear of conscience. My conscience clear of war. War has no conscience. My mind has been poisoned by 100 million, 1,000 different thoughts of war exploding just like bullets. War has no conscience. What's the use of talking with the vigilantes walking on the thoughts of war that ricochet like bullets? My war is clear of conscience. My conscience. Thoughts of war reverberate like bullets.
War Has No Conscience. That's from the new album, the double CD set, Old Friends, and that's CD 1, and the Churchfitters are the band. As many of you will know, it's been a bad year for losing people in the folk world. Many of our great giants, musicians and singers, have left us in the last 12 months. So I thought what I would do is, instead of trying to do individual memorials or obits, I would play tracks by all the great ones who have left us to celebrate the joy and the great music that they gave us. Because mourning the dead is of course what we should do. It's a really human emotion. But at the same time, we've been left some magnificent music by those people. So you're going to hear some music now from Tom Paley, from Alec Finn, from Bill Caddick, from Liam O'Flynn, from Roy Bailey, and from Martin Alcock. But to start the sequence off, this is Michael O'Sullivan, the great Irish composer and pianist and great man of traditional music, from his album Flowing, with a beautiful, reflective piece of music, his own composition, Woodbrook.
Late last night, I'm making my round. I met my little Sadie and I blowed her down. I went home and I went to bed. I laid my pistol underneath my head. Got up this morning about 9:30. The cars and the hacks all standing in line. Sports and the gamblers are waiting around to carry little Sadie to a burying ground. Now when I saw the deed I'd done, I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, but a little too slow, and they caught me over in Jericho. I was standing on a corner reading a bill, when up stepped High Sheriff Thomas Hill. Said, young man, is your name Brown? Remember the night you rode a Sadie down? Oh no, siree, my name is Lee. If you got any papers, don't read them to me. 44 days and 44 nights, 44 years to wear the stars and stripes. That mean old judge says to me, it's gonna be murder in the first degree. I don't know whether to hang you or not, but this killing of women just has to stop. The judge and the jury took the stand. The judge had the papers all in his right hand. 44 days and 44 nights, 44 years to wear the stars and stripes. Come on, young men, take my advice. Don't you go take no young girl's life. It'll cause you to weep, cause you to mourn, and cause you to lose your home, sweet home. Thank you.
I've been talking at the man on the radio. Oh, I know he can't hear word that I say. No, he keeps right on talking, telling me the time and the weather and the wavelength, and his disc of the day. He understands way how I feel. One hand on the radio, one on the wheel. There's no car lights in the mirror, only starlights above. All the truck driving heroes call it a day. Just the whine of the wheels as they eat up the miles, and the raindrops on the window, and the night owl DJ. He understands way how I feel. One hand on the radio, one on the wheel. Well, don't you tell me there's a wreck on the road ahead. Don't you tell me that the rain's gonna turn into snow. Keep me going, stop me thinking, fill up my mind. For without you on the airwaves, the night goes so slow. He understands way how I feel. Pull in for a coffee, I'll call her up on the phone. And across the dark hours, she'll plug down the line, saying, don't drive if you're tired, I miss you too. Keep it coming, Mr. DJ, help me home one more time. He understands the way how I feel.
Thank you. northern hills, you mountains all goodbye. Moorland and stony ridges, crags and peaks goodbye. Glide of fife farewell, cool bag scarf bell, cloud bearing sylvan. Sun warm rock and the cold of bleak low's frozen sea. Snow and the wind and the rain of hills and mountains. Days in the sun and the tempered wind and the air like wine. You drink and you drink till you're drunk on the joy of living. Farewell to you, my love. My time is almost done. Lie in my arms once more until the darkness comes. You filled all my days, held the night at bay, dearest companion. Years pass by and are gone with the speed of birds in flight. Our life like the verse of a song heard in the mountain. Give me your hand then, love, and join your voice with mine. We'll sing of the hurt and the pain and the joy of living. Farewell to you, my chicks, soon you must fly alone. Flesh of my flesh, my future, life bone of my bone. May your wings be strong, may your days be long, safe be your journey. Each of you bears inside of you the gift of love. May it bring you light and warmth and the pleasure of giving. Eagerly savor each new day and the taste of its mouth. Never lose sight of the thrill and the joy of living. Take me to some high place of heather, rock and ling. Scatter my dust and ashes, feed me to the wind, so that I will be part of all you see, the air you are breathing. I'll be part of the curlew's cry and the soaring hawk, the blue milkwort and the sundew hung with diamonds. I'll be riding the gentle wind that blows through your hair, reminding you how we share in the joy of living. I'll be riding the gentle wind that blows through your hair, reminding you how we shared in the joy of living.
Now we say.
Martin Alcock from his album Serving Suggestions with his lovely song Lullaby, ending that sequence of commemorative tracks to remember the great music and great people that have left us in 2018. Right at the head of that, you heard Michael O'Sullivan with Woodbrook from his album Flowing. That was followed by Tom Paley with Little Sadie from the album Paley and Son, and Dadanan with the great Alec Finn on bouzouki with a set of reels, Langstrom's Pony, The Tap Room, and Lord Ramsey's from the album The Mist-Covered Mountain. That was followed by One Hand on the Radio from Bill Caddick's album Unicorns. Bill, of course, great singer-songwriter who gave us so many fabulous songs. And that was followed by a track from the late and wonderful Irish piper Liam O'Flynn, who of course was one of the founder members of that great band Planxty, from the album The Poet and the Piper, with two tunes, The Rolling Wave and The Hag's Money. And finally, just before Martin's song Lullaby, you heard the wonderful Roy Bailey with the Ewan McCall song The Joy of Living, and that came from his album Coda. And if there is a great session in the sky taking place now, there'll be some fantastic music going on up there.
Sycamore by Bonnymore Hill, every rose grows bonny in time. I met a wee lass and they called her Nell, longing to be a sweet lover of mine. It's questions three I'll ask of thee, every rose grows bonny in time. It's questions three you must answer me, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. You must make me a cambric shirt, every rose grows bonny in time, without one stitch of your needlework, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. Then wash it down in yonder well, every rose grows bonny in time, where water ne'er ran and rain never fell, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. Then dry it out on yonder thorn, every rose grows bonny in time, where blossom ne'er bloomed since Adam was born, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. Get me an acre of land, every rose grows bonny in time, between the salt sea and seawater strand, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. Then plow it all with an old ram's horn, every rose grows bonny in time, sow it all with one grain of corn, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. You must shear it with a sickle of rose and bind it up with a peacock's feather, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. Then stook it o'er yonder sea, every rose grows bonny in time, and bring the shell sheep dry unto me, before you'll be a sweet lover of mine. When you've done and finished your work, every rose grows. Call to me for your cambric shirt, then you'll be a sweet lover.
Well, the album's called Rise Up, and the band, the outside track And that track was Sweet Lover of Mine, which of course is the same stable as Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. If you want any information on the outside track or any of the other artists on this show, go to the website www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find links through there to all the artists that are on the show. And also there's an archive which has got almost 260 shows that you can download and keep on your iPad, your iPhone, your clone, whatever. And they're there for as long as we can keep the servers going. Well, since this is going to be a 3-hour show, I thought I'd play another track from Steve Turner's cracking new album, Late Cut. I forgot to say when I introduced the first track from Steve's album that he's joined on the album, amongst other people, by Eliza Carthy, Martin Simpson and Sam Carter. And great fellow musicians there. On what, like I said, is an absolutely cracking album. And from it, this is Steve's version of another great ballad, another great traditional song, The Two Sisters.
There were two sisters in one bower, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. There were two sisters in one bower, Stirling for aye. There were two sisters in one bower, there came a knight to be. There were Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. And he courted the elders with glove and ring, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. But he loved the youngest above all things, Stirling for aye. He courted the eldest with brooch and knife, but he loved the youngest above his life, Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. The eldest she was vexed full sore, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. And sore she envied her sister fair, Stirling for aye. Into the chamber she could not rest, with grief and spite it filled her breast, Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. As it fell on one morning clear, Edinburgh, Edinburgh, the eldest came to a sister fair, Stirling for aye. Sister, go to yon sea strand and see your father's ship sailing, Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. So the youngest went and she stood on the strand, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. And the eldest came and she pushed her in, Stirling for aye. She took her by the middle small and broke her bonny back to the jaw, Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon tight. Oh sister, sister, save my life, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. And I swear I'll never be any man's wife, Stirling for aye. Oh, your cherry cheeks and your yellow hair left me a maiden forevermore, Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. Sometimes she sank and sometimes she swam, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. Until she came to the Bonny Mill Dam, Stirling for aye. Out then came the miller's son, and he saw this fair maid swimming in, Bonny St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. Oh father, father, draw up your dam, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. There's either a maid or a milk-white swan, Stirling for aye. So the miller came and drew up his dam, there he saw this drowned woman, Bonnie St. Johnston stands upon Tyne. They laid her out on the bank to dry, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. And a famous
Thomas Harper, he passed by Stirling Foray. He made a harp from her breastbone, and the harp began to play all alone. Body St. Johnston stands upon Tay. He took three strands of her yellow hair, Edinburgh, Edinburgh, with them he strung his harp so fair, Stirling Foray. And the first tune he did play and sing was Farewell, My Father the King. Body St. Johnston stands upon Tay. And the next tune there that he played then, Edinburgh, Edinburgh, was Farewell, My Mother the Queen, Stirling Foray. And the last tune he did play and sing was Woe to My Sister Fair Ellen. Body St. Johnston stands upon Tay.
Steve Turner there with a great version of The Two Sisters from his latest album, Late Cut. Now, I'm taking blues harmonica lessons from a blues harp player from Manchester called Matt Walklate, who plays with, of course, as many of you all know, the House Devils, that great little band. And people said, well, you can play the harmonica, yes, but not all that good, and you can always learn. The day that you stop learning, you may as well give up. So there I was learning harmonica from Mr. Walklate a few weeks back, and I told him that I'd just got an album from a mate of mine, Steph Hoyle, who used to play washboard in our band, the Edison Bell Spasm Band, way back when we were all little shavers. And I said Steph had sent me this great album from the Liam Ward Band called Uprising, and Matt Walklate said, he was one of my pupils once. He's a great harmonica player. He is. So I've picked this track. It's not the kind of track I would normally play, because this is, I suppose you'd call it Chicago blues. Basically, blues harmonica players, blues singers. There are two schools in the United States. Country blues, which is sort of Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee type thing, mostly acoustic. And then you've got Chicago blues, which is when they went into the big city and they were playing in speakeasies and dives, and they needed to be heard. So they amplified their harmonicas. They didn't play them acoustically any longer. They close mic'd them with bullet mics and things like that. So they got this grungy, sort of brassy, dirty, almost saxy sound. Anyway, that's my particular take on the two different schools of blues harmonica playing. I would play usually on this show more of the acoustic country blues, but this is a cracking album, and this is a great track. The Liam Ward Band with their own song, Filthy Rich.
When you're old, ow.
when did you get so cold?
Well, that nailed it. Filthy Rich from the Liam Ward Band. Their new album, Uprising. Now, this is a song we used to use very often to finish off a night in a folk club. We'd all sit round the end of the night, and particularly if it was a singer's night, and we'd sing this song. I first heard it sung by the MacPeaks, the family from Northern Ireland, many, many years back, and it is one of the classics of the folk world. And this, for my money, it's one of the best versions of it ever. Swan Arcade from their album Full Circle with The Wild Mountain Time.
Oh, the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the
bower by your clear
and then we'd all get up and blow the candles out and take our glasses to the bar and go home like good boys and girls. Swan Arcade with Wild Mountain Time from their album Full Circle. Just got time for a few more tracks in this 3-hour special, and I'm going to play a track now which came the other day from Niall Teague and the Fast Company. And it's a single that he wrote. You might remember I played a track from Niall earlier on in the year from his album Big Red Bridge. Well, he's written a song about refugees in Ireland called My Heart Cries, and he sent it me as an attachment to an email, and I'll just read you what he wrote. Mike, I've attached an MP3, and here's just a heads up about the lyrics. The song was first called 1910, after the €19.10 allowance that asylum seekers in Ireland got. It's now changed to €21.60 since last year, but I wasn't going to change the title to 2160, so I've called it My Heart Cries. I think this is a lovely song, but let's see what you think. This is Niall Teague and the Fast Company.
I hide back my tears, a ghost in limbo for 7 years. When first I came, I still had hope for a better future, and I could cope. But there's 3 more mates living in this cell. My dear little children, I found a new kind of hell. How could you leave me here to rot, knowing I can use these 2 good hands that I got? Talking about a change dressed up in lies, another night falls, and my heart cries. And one for my pride, another for the fear and the race that I hide. I picture a window, lets me look outside, out of the darkness to a better life. How could you leave me here to rot, knowing I can't?
I can't pay your fees. by 1910. So how did you leave me here to rot, knowing I can use these two good hands that I've got?
Teague and the Fast Company, their single My Heart Cries, and I think you can download it from Niall's own website. Go to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to everybody else's websites that are on the show. I'm going to play a couple more tracks, and this is the first of them, The Leaving of Liverpool, from Fisherman's Friend's new album, Soul Mates, spelt S-O-L-E. I love this.
Thee well to Prince's landing stage, River Mersey, fare thee well. I am bound for California, place I know right well.
So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
I am bound for California by way of stormy Cape Horn, and I will write to thee a letter, love, when I am homeward bound.
So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
I have sailed on a Yankee clipper ship, Davy Crockett is her name, and Burgess is the captain of her, and they say that she's a floating shape.
So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
I have sailed with Burgess once before, I think I know him well. Oh, if a man's a sailor, he will get along, but if not, then he's sure in hell.
So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
Well, to Lower Frederick Street and St. Terrace and Park Lane, Oh, I am bound away for to leave you. I may never see you again.
So fare thee well, my own true love. And when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
Leaving of Liverpool from Fisherman's Friend's new album, Soul Mates, S-O-L-E. Well, as you're listening to this, I will be in the Village Hall, Lancliffe, setting up for the Cayley tonight. I'm going to be playing with the Giggleswick Temperance Band, open brackets, lapsed, close brackets. And we're going to be starting at 8 o'clock and going on through till 2019. So I'll be away with the fairies by the time you're listening to this. I'd like to thank you for listening to this, and also thanks for being such good company for the last 12 months. It's been a funny old year in lots of ways, but we've got through to the end of it in more or less one piece, for which we should be eternally grateful. Thanks again in particular to all those people who've sent donations to the show to keep us on the road, because we do have to pay for the lights, for the electricity, for the heating, and also for the licenses, for the servers, and for various other things. So it does take a little bit of money to keep us afloat, but we've managed so far. Do look after yourselves, and let's hope that 2019 is a much better year for us all. Yes. God bless us all, said Tiny Tim. So, since I'm playing at a dance tonight, I thought I would go out of 2018 on this show with the Dayton family from their album Rolling Home, South Yorkshire's best Yorkshire Moluccan band ever. And this is a great version of the classic traditional English folk song, Save the Last Dance for Me. Mind how you go. Ta-ra.
I will never, never let you go.